perfect, fully capable God. Is your God El Shaddai this morning? Is your God mighty enough? Is your God mighty enough to keep the universe in order? Is your God the one to fix the world's problems? Is your God the one that can end hunger and fame? Is your God the one that can end spouse and child abuse? Is your God the one that can end the earth's diseases, including COVID-19? Is your God the one that can fix the governments of the world, especially the one here in this country? Is your God the one that's capable of healing cancer and all physical ailments suffered by humans? Is your God the one that can heal marriages, family relationships, work relationships, friends, acquaintances, things at school? Is your God the one that can end racism and all wicked events? Is your God the one that can stop abortions and human trafficking? Is your God the one that can cause the church body to do His will? Is your God the one that can change your attitude and your willingness to obey? Is your God the one that can change me and make me the man that He wants me to be? Is your God the one that stills the storms? Is your God the one that heals the broken hearts? Is your God the one that calms the problem and the worst of the situations that we example? Is your God able to meet humankind's every need? Is your God El Shaddai this morning? Now this morning I'm hoping by using God's word to prompt you to do further study. In these few brief moments that we have this morning, there's no way I'm capable of covering everything about how awesome our God is, about how awesome and wonderful and how almighty He is. I'm going to endeavor to give you Bible verses, and we're going to look at Bible verses this morning, and I'm going to give you a whole bunch of them, and I'm going to expect you and encourage you to go home this week, to go home and to study these Bible verses, and then to follow up by studying what God has clearly prepared for us and given to us. I'm hoping that you will chase rabbit trails all week long, studying what God's word about how mighty our God really is. If your God can be explained, He's not El Shaddai. If your God fits into your little box, making Him what you want Him to be, He is not El Shaddai. If your God meets your every whim, and your God meets your every need according to what you interpret it to be, He is not El Shaddai. He is just simply a genie in a bottle. My God is mightier than those things. My God is the creator and the sustainer. My God is holy. My God is just. My God is God Almighty. Is He your God this morning? Look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6 this morning. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. This is our jumping off point this morning. I encourage you to get you a piece of paper, to get you a pen, and we're going to look at several different verses this morning. And I want to encourage you to follow along. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. And the previous part of Isaiah here, he is speaking to a people who are looking up into darkness. And they're looking up and they're looking for some light. And they're looking for someone to come. Israel has been captured. And Israel is going through the throes of being imprisoned. And they're desperately searching for someone to save them. And Isaiah is now giving the prophecy about a soon coming king. Here's what he says, verse number 6. He says, "For unto us, God's people, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." And then he says, "The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end." Let me say that again. The Republican and the Democratic parties are going to end one day. But the government of Jesus Christ will never end. It says, "The increase of His government and peace there shall be no end." upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God's government will never end. He is almighty. Is he your God this morning? Is he your El Shaddai? Now you say, well, Brother Brian, I hope he is and I think he is, but I'm not exactly sure what that means. Well, I want to give you about 8 different attributes of who God is this morning. 8 different things. We're going to look at the Bible says about them, all right? Number 1, he is the creator. He is the creator. Look at Genesis 1:1 with me. Genesis 1:1, he is the creator. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the heaven and the earth. In the very beginning, there was not a Big Bang theory. There wasn't some kind of cosmic explosion that suddenly took place out of nothing. God has purposely created this universe. He has purposely created this earth. He has purposely created the planets and the stars. And he has purposely created you and I. You are not an accident. You are not an afterthought. You're not something that God said, whoops. He has created you specifically and wonderfully and incredibly. And you've been created out of love. God loves you. And he created you specifically. But let me ask you a question. Do you love him? Do you even have an interest in him being your God? Or is he just an old man up in heaven that's hard of hearing? Is he just an old man up in heaven that walks around on a cane, isn't incapable of doing anything? My friends, my God is the creator. I wasn't an accident. You weren't either. But the world will tell us that everything just happenstanced and just accidentally took place. And that you really were not a viable human being until you exited your mother's womb. But until then, you were just a piece of tissue inside of a human body until the moment you exited. My friends, God created you in your mother's womb from the very moment of conception. You were a human being with a living soul. My God is the creator. My El Shaddai, the Almighty One. He is the creator. Now, just in case Genesis 1:1 doesn't convince you, go to John chapter number 1. Genesis, Exodus, John. John chapter 1. It's the fourth gospel, fourth book of the New Testament. Now you'll notice I put Psalm 24:1 up there also. I want you to write that down. You can go back and look at that later. There's going to be several verses that we'll look at but we won't go to this morning. But John chapter number 1. The Holy Spirit leading John to write these words. Here's what he wrote. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. El Shaddai. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things, circle that, underline that, highlight that, all things were made by him. And who is him? El Shaddai. Who is the one that made all things? El Shaddai. Who is the one that created all things? El Shaddai. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. Brothers and sisters, our God is the creator. Our God is the one that has made all things, and there's been nothing ever created that he did not create. Our God is the creator. He's the El Shaddai, almighty creator. He does not make accidents. He does not make mistakes. There is no coincidence in what God makes. He is the wonderful creator. Now, I can ask children in this room what your favorite animal is, and you'll get all kinds of answers. And the incredibleness of the diversity of things that God has made. Brothers and sisters, there is no accident by what God has done. He's done everything on purpose. He's the creator. Is He your creator this morning? Is He almighty enough to create you? Look at the next thing we learn about God. God is the sustainer. Look at Colossians chapter number 1. The sustainer. Now, Brother Brian, that's a big word. What does that mean? That means He keeps everything in control. He keeps everything from flying apart. Your body is made up of billions and billions of atoms. And if you look at your science and understand chemistry, each inside of those atoms are nucleus and everything else. And we would look at chemistry and we would say, well, those atoms are right next to each other and they're all together. But the reality of the fact is this, brothers and sisters, your atoms are not right next to each other. There is a space between every single atom. And what happens is when those atoms start to separate, you start getting nuclear explosions. And you start getting things that are destroyed. They separated the atom is how the atomic bomb was created. And so inside of your body is the capability of destroying things all the time if your atoms were separated. So what is it that's keeping your atoms and your body together? Happenstance. Accident. Coincidence. The vitamins that you take each day. No. Who is it? What is it that's keeping everything under control? El Shaddai. Look what it says right here. For by Him, El Shaddai, were all things, there's that all things there again, were all things created. And where are those things? In heaven, that are in earth, the things that are visible, the things that are invisible, whether they're thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by human beings. If your Bible says that, get rid of it. All things were created by who? You can say it. God. Now come on, help me out, folks. All things were created by who? El Shaddai. All things were created by Him and who? For Him. Now look at verse 17. And He, who? El Shaddai. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Everything stays together. Everything is in perfect order. Everything is remaining the way it should be by His almighty power. And if He is capable of doing those things, if He is capable of creating this universe, if He's the one that's capable of keeping it all together, don't you think He's capable of taking care of the problems of this world? Don't you think He's the one that can heal your broken heart? Don't you think He's the one that can meet the need of your every single moment of every single day? Don't you think He's capable of doing those things? If your God is not capable of doing that, He's not El Shaddai. And if your God is not capable of these things, you need to get rid of Him and find a God that is. What else is our God? Next slide, please. He is eternal. Our God is eternal. What does that mean? He forever exists. He existed before the creation of the universe, and He will exist after the destruction of the universe. He is the one that created everything. He's the one that sustains everything, and He will never die. He will never cease to exist. He is God that was same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is eternal. Look at Psalm 90 with me. Psalm 90, verse number 2. So I encourage you to write these verses down so that you can study them later on also. But Psalm 90, verse number 2. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. And what's the word for God there? El Shaddai, Almighty God. Before everything was formed, there was God. When you woke up this morning, there was God. When you go to bed tonight, there is God. When you have to deal with the situations of life tomorrow, there will be God. He will never cease to exist. Look at Isaiah 55 real quick with me. Isaiah 55. I don't understand all this, Brother Brian. I can't comprehend it. Well, guess what? You're right along with everybody else. I can't comprehend it. I can't explain it all to you. But I can just look at what the Bible clearly says. Isaiah 55, verse number 8 specifically. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. He says, guess what? What you want me to be, I am, but I'm so much more. What you think that I am, but I'm so much more. What you need me to be, I am, but I'm so much more. My brothers and sisters, don't put God in a box. Don't try to explain Him by saying, well, my God is this only. When you start doing that, then God ceases to be El Shaddai. And He becomes to be your little pet that you pull out of your pocket when you only need Him. My God is there when I need Him, and my God is there when I think I don't need Him, and He is still my God. But look at verse number 9. Look what it says. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, God says, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He says, my ways are beyond your human comprehension. And what I do and the way I do it, guess what? I'm Almighty God. I've got it established. I've got it working. Just trust me. And there's the issue. That's why we have a difficult time. That's why it's so hard for us to obey what God wants us to do. It means that we got to fully trust that He is God and that we're not. See, that's why we struggle, teenagers. That's why we struggle, children. That's why we struggle, mom and dad. That's why we struggle, sister and brother. That's why we struggle. Because we try to make God something He isn't. He is almighty. He is eternal. When you die, He'll still be God. When Jesus Christ returns to rule and reign on this earth, He'll still be God. When the book of Revelation is fulfilled, He'll still be God. Never changes. How many of you have changed over your lifetime? No, some of you are Baptists and say, I never change. No, we've all changed physically. We've all changed emotionally. We've all changed mentally. What you used to care about 20 years ago, you don't have any care about anymore. What used to be important to you last week is not as important to you anymore. What you used to could do when you were young, there's no way that you can do it now. You change, but our God never changes. He's eternal. He'll never grow old. Praise God for that. Praise God. Look at the next thing we learn about God. He's unique. How do you catch a special rabbit? Unique up on it. Oh, come on. You can use that one, okay? That's free. Isaiah chapter 45. God is unique. That means my God's not like any other God. My God is not Muhammad. My God is not Buddha. My God is not the God of the Mormons. My God is not like Baal. My God is a unique God. He is the unique God. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 6, or verse number 5. We'll start there. God declares this, I am the Lord, and there is none else. Hallelujah. See, wouldn't it be confusing if you had to worship all kinds of different gods? Wouldn't it be confusing if you were so afraid of making this God mad, and making this God mad made this God happy, but if you made this God mad, you made this God happy? Wouldn't it be confusing to wake up every morning worried that you had done something wrong to the sun god, and the moon god wasn't happy with you, and so you had to make the moon god happy, but making the moon god happy messed up the sun god? And wouldn't that be confusing? And then how do you compare the gods? How do you rank them in order? How do you figure out which is more important than the least one? My goodness, you couldn't do it. God says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, but you have not known me. Here's what he says, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let it bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Who is he claiming to be? He is claiming to be El Shaddai. He's claiming to be the unique God. He is saying there is no other God but me. Brothers and sisters, is your God unique? Is your God not like any other God? Let me rephrase that question. Is your God unlike any other God? Is your God unique? Then why do you settle for second best? Why do you settle for a God that can be explained? Why do you settle for a God that you can put in your pocket and get out and use only when you need him? Why do you allow yourself to follow the ways of the world and let the world dictate to you what you do and what don't do? If your God's unique, then your God is El Shaddai, and he is almighty, capable of doing anything. Look at the next thing real quick. Our God is just. Our God is just. Go to 2 Corinthians. You can write down Psalm 18:30, but go to 2 Corinthians. Our God, the Almighty One, El Shaddai. We'll start in verse number 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled to us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us the ability to become the children of God. He's made it possible for us to have a relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. In other words, when he reconciled to us, when he gave us Jesus Christ, he made it possible for us to live without having our sins put on us. He made it possible that when we trust Jesus Christ, our Savior, that our sins will not be put on us and we'll be responsible for our sin anymore. Brothers and sisters, who is going to face judgment for your sin? Are you going to stand before God one day and be judged according to your sin? Because if you are, you're in a sad state of lying. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has already been judged for my sins. He has already taken the imputation of sin upon himself for my sins and for the sins of the whole world. It's already been placed upon him. He is just. Now hold on a minute. Look what else it says here. Now then, verse number 20, because of that, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled to God. Why? For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God is just. We deserve to be punished. I deserve to suffer the consequences of my sin. I deserve to go to hell because of my sin. I deserve to be separated from God forever and ever and ever because my God, El Shaddai, he is just. He can't stand wickedness. But Jesus Christ came, who was God in the flesh, by the way. Jesus Christ came to take sin upon him because he loved me so much. See, our God is just, and our God demands payment for sin. Jesus Christ came to pay for our sin. And if God is your El Shaddai, Jesus Christ paid for your sin. Because our God is just. Look at the next thing real quick. Quickly. Our God is all powerful. Our God is all powerful. Go to Revelation chapter 19. He is all powerful. Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. He is all powerful. He is capable of anything. My God, El Shaddai, is all powerful. Look at the next thing we learn about him. He is ever present. There's no place that you can go that he's not already there. There's no place that you've ever been that he wasn't there. And there's no place that you will ever be that he won't be there. He's ever present. Now you say, wait a minute, Brother Brian. There's some places I don't want God to be. There's some places that I really don't want to take him with me. Well, then you ought not to be going those places. If El Shaddai is your God, that means everywhere you are, he's there. And how is that possible? If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Everything you experience, everything you hear, everything you do, every place you go, he is right there with you. He's omnipresent. That's what that word is. Omnipresent. Look at the next thing. Our God is all-knowing. He knows everything. There's nothing he has never not known. And there will be nothing he does not know. There's an old saying at our house. Mama knows everything. How many of y'all can repeat that and say, Mama knows everything? Yes, all right. Mama has eyes in the back of her head. Well, I beg to differ. That would make her God. There's only one God. But Mama's close. God is all-knowing. He knows everything. There's nothing that you can slip by Him. There's nothing that you can hide from Him. There's nothing that you can't ask Him that He won't already know the answer for. What does that mean? You can go to Him for anything. He can provide what you need when you need it. And even when you don't think you need it and you really need it, He'll give it to you even when you don't realize you need it. He's all-knowing. Look at the next thing. He is mighty in power and understanding. When Job was sitting on that pile, scraping the blisters off of his body with a piece of pottery, his family had been all killed except for his wife. He had lost everything. And he sat on that pile, and his three supposed friends came to him. And one of his friends was trying to commiserate with him, trying to help him. He really wasn't helping him. But one of his friends said this, God El Shaddai, He is mighty power and understanding. El Shaddai, does your God understand all things? You say, Brother Brian, how can our God understand all things? Because I don't understand all things. Well, that means our God understands all things and we can go to Him and trust Him for it. I don't understand why the world is the way it is. I don't understand why people are doing what they're doing to each other. I don't understand why this takes place and that takes place. I don't understand. But my God does. And He's asking us to surrender to Him and say, my child, let me take care of it. You see, Brother Brian, I've tried to let God take care of it. Well, sometimes God uses us as instruments to take care of it. Sometimes you're missing out on doing what God's will is by not doing what He's telling you to do. My God has understanding. By the way, God will never instruct you to do anything that's contrary to His word. And our last thing this morning, our God is holy. Our God is holy. I don't serve a God who can be tempted. I don't serve a God who tempts me. I don't serve a God who is filthy and nasty and laughs at dirty jokes. I don't serve a God who winks at sin. I don't serve a God who laughs at when I do wrong. I don't serve a God who turns a blind eye to my sin. That's not the kind of God I serve. I serve a God who is holy. I serve a God who is righteous. I serve a God who is in control and says, my child, trust me. He says, listen, be ye holy, for I am holy, is what my God says. El Shaddai. So let me ask you again this morning. Is El Shaddai able to fix the world's problems? Is El Shaddai able to end hunger and famine? Is El Shaddai able to end spousal and child abuse? Is El Shaddai able to rid the earth of disease and COVID-19? Is El Shaddai able to fix the governments of the world, especially our government? Is El Shaddai able to heal cancer and all physical ailments suffered by humans? Is El Shaddai able to heal marriages, family relationships, co-worker relationships, friends, acquaintances, and fellow students? Is El Shaddai able to end racism and all wicked events? Is El Shaddai able to stop abortions and human trafficking? Is He able to bring the church body together to do His will? Is He able to change your attitude and your willingness to obey? Is He able to save your sorry soul? Is He able to make you the man and woman He wants you to be? Can He still the storms, heal the brokenhearted, create the calmness in the worst of your soul? Is He able to meet your every need? Is El Shaddai, Almighty God, is He capable? Is He enough? And if He is, would you say amen this morning? Now you say, Brother Brian, what does all that should cause me to do? It ought to cause you to fall on your face literally and figuratively and say, oh God, I need You. Oh God, my problems are too big. Oh God, the world situation is too bad. But God, you're capable. Is your God enough? Is he El Shaddai this morning? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are El Shaddai. I do not begin to pretend that I know all things because I don't. I don't begin to pretend that I understand all things and I'm capable of all things because I am neither of those things. But God, you are capable. Oh God, I'm asking you to intervene in lives this morning. The lives of these precious saints, these lives of these precious folks here this morning who desperately need you, whether they realize it or not. Lord, may we surrender to you this morning, begging you to forgive us, begging you to make us what you want us to be, because you are worthy. There is none but you. May we take the Scripture and apply it to our lives. And then may we take the Scripture and study it throughout the week so that we can be drawn closer to you and be what you want us to be. Lord, if there's a precious soul in this very room right now that does not have salvation through Jesus Christ, that's not been reconciled to you through the precious blood, may today you call them to salvation and may they trust you. Lord, we love you and thank you. You are El Shaddai, and we desperately need you to intervene. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Here's what I want to challenge you this week. I want you to bring your issues to God. And then I want you to ask Him to be El Shaddai in all of these situations. So brothers and sisters, look at me. Is your God El Shaddai? If He is, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hey, I love you folks. And I'm so grateful that you're here. What a blessing it is to see you. But you know what? God Almighty, El Shaddai, He loves you. And He'll never stop. He'll never stop. Call upon Him today. Trust Him. Let Him be your El Shaddai. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together. We'll be dismissed in prayer this morning.